January 31st happens. Hilton becomes owner. Hilton thinks he was one of his mentors, helping him through the process of purchasing Houston Comets and becoming a new owner of a WNBA franchise. 2 weeks later, February 14th, Hilton announces Carleen Thompson as the coach and general manager. How did this impact you?
Well, I guess shock would be the only way to describe it initially, because when I had, when we were with the previous ownership group that I was trying to put together, we had put about four coaches that we wanted to definitely make sure we interviewed, especially several coaches that had made a huge impact in Texas, folks like Cheryl Estes and Candy Harvey and some local Houston candidates. And I thought it was important to have a woman either as the first head coach or the head coach. And when I was interviewing Reggie Dixon, he said that he would mandate that his first assistant be a woman, and he wanted to at least have, you know, two women on the staff. So I thought Reggie had the right attitude to be successful in this women's league. And everything he said, I remember when I talked to Reggie for about 3 hours about the details of becoming coach, and it was a quasi-interview, if you will. And every question that he was asked, he just knocked right out the park. Even detailed questions about player conflicts that may come up with a rookie that we may draft, not being able to relate to a veteran superstar, how would you handle that? When a veteran player was injured, you know, how would you, what would you require the player to do? Would you send her to practice? Would you send her to treatment? How would you make the rest of the team accept that? And, I mean, a lot of the questions he hit home runs, and the community questions we asked him. Of course, he had his own foundation that raised thousands of dollars in Houston to date. And he's, you know, was lauded by the legislature in Austin as well as the mayor for his community work. So those community questions, he just had his idea of how he was going to get the coaching staff and the players involved in the community. So everything was looking really good in terms of Reggie being the coach. That was Hilton's first choice. They got along well, considered themselves friends. The league asked me over a conference call. They says, "Well, Darryl, did y'all pick y'all's coach?" And that was Renee Brown, the basketball operations head for the WNBA. Also on this conference call, several other assistants in the office were on this conference call, and I was asked separately by Don Orlander, "Who's going to be your coach?" And I told both of them it's going to be Reggie Dixon, you know, former Globetrotter coach and player who's from Houston. And everything I heard from the league was, "Oh, that's a great choice. You know, that's thinking out the box, and he seems like he's, you know, enthused." So I know we had a great candidate in Reggie, even though it wasn't my idea. It was Hilton's idea to put Reggie as a candidate. So that's kind of explained, you know, that's why I was surprised that we went another direction with the coach, because I'm big on consistency, and we had already worked a plan with Reggie that I thought would succeed. And I thought the players, I really felt, once we knew that Van Chancellor was going to retire, that a new voice in the locker room would be just what the doctor ordered. The first time I heard Carleen's name was when she visited for Christmas home from Russia. She was working with the league in Russia that, you know, Tina Thompson and several of our stars play in from year to year. She was working as an assistant coach. So she returned home for Christmas. And I know at that time, it was before December 31st. It was before, and it was also before Van Chancellor retired. So we knew at that point that Kevin Cook, who was assistant coach, and Carleen Thompson, that their contracts were going to be over with the Comets effective at the end of the month. So at Hilton's insistence, he asked me to meet with Carleen while she was home on a break. I said, "Well, do you want me to meet with her, or you know, is this an interview? And he says, well, you know, I know that we told Reggie Dixon that he can pick his own staff. But he says, I spoke with Carlene at a suggestion from Andrea Young, and I really do think you need to speak to Carlene Thompson. So I was doing some things with my family for the holidays. So I made some time available to make sure that before she got back on the plane for Moscow, that I at least would get a chance to meet her and talk to her about the prospective sale of the team and what her plans were. And we met and talked for about 3 hours. She knew at the time that I was going to be the GM of the team and the president of the team, and that I was second in charge to Hilton. That's the point of view that she talked to me from. And I was really blown away by her, you know, enthusiasm to continue working in women's basketball, as well as her knowledge level. Next thing you know, we met for 3 hours, and she was talking. We talked about game situations. We talked about me seeing her play at USC and sort of about life in general. We talked and bragged on each other's kids. I had a feeling in my heart. Then I had a feeling of regret that she was going to be leaving the game, the WNBA, and not have anywhere to go at that point in terms of with another team. So I says, well, I said, Carlene Hilton's given me considerable leeway. I said, I think we'll wait and see what happens, and with regards to Coach Chancellor's, you know, retirement. But she stated that she wanted to be involved in some capacity with the Comets. So we left there that day, and I told Carlene, I said, Carlene, don't worry. I said, I'm going to go back and talk to Hilton and tell him how great our conversation went, and I'll talk to Reggie Dixon and call you back and let him know that you want to stay on board in some capacity. And she said, well, that's great. That's good news. That makes my Christmas. And, you know, and I was kind of worried about that. And so we had a good, I thought we had a good meeting. I was really impressed with her basketball knowledge of how she explained how her career has went. And I drove immediately back to meet with Hilton, and I said, Hilton, I says, you know, you were right. You know, thanks for, you know, setting me up a time to talk to Carlene Thompson. I says, we have to make sure, you know, we make room for her on the staff. And I talked to Reggie, and Reggie says, Darrell, he says, I know you said I can pick my own assistant coaches. I've been able to, I really want to work with Sweet Lou Dunbar, who's my personal confidant, and we've done a lot of things together. And he says, but if you say, he says, all you have to say is that you want Carlene involved. And he says, that's good enough for me. And he said, and I thought that was great on Reggie's part, because he got to know Carlene. Reggie coached the men's scout team that was scrimmaged against the Comets. So he would be at practices last year with Van Chancellor and Kevin Cook and Carlene Thompson, and knew them all pretty well. So I thought that was big of him to also, you know, support her. And he qualified it by saying, you know, your goals are to make sure that we, you know, can run this team in the spirit of the WNBA. And if the careers of the women, like the Carlene Thompsons of the league, you know, can't continue, then we're not doing this thing right. So over that next, you know, day or so, we found out, you know, more and more info about Coach Chancellor's plan. So going into the new year, I knew that we would have a staff of Reggie Dixon, Carlene Thompson, Sweet Lou Dunbar. We had a great trainer, Beth, who worked out at NASA with the astronauts, who was going to come on board. We were really building up a great staff. And I said, well, man, this is great. We're probably a couple weeks away from completing the sale of the team, but I can already put our basketball staff, coaching staff, up against any staff in the WNBA. So that kind of gives you, I know I probably rambled on talking about Carlene, but I just felt I had to give it its due justice, because she was so impressive to me when she interviewed, and the way she spoke of her commitment to supporting Reggie Dixon's coaching administration in any way, I think really rang true with me. The next conversation I had after that was when Hilton told me, well, what would you think about Hilton, and what would you think about Carlene as a head coach? I said, well, that's why I think we have to keep on staff, because she's interviewed, you know, several different coaching jobs, and if she comes on staff with us, you know, that'll really, you know, show the all the other owners around the league that she's progressing and continuing on a successful career. And he says, well, then what would you think of her being the Comets coach? You know, at that point I said, well, did something happen to Reggie? I hadn't known that Reggie had been, I hadn't heard that Reggie was having cold feet, or Reggie hadn't told me that he was having second thoughts, and that's when I knew, you know, that Hilton, you know, was starting to backpedal, if you will, on picking Reggie as a coach, and that he had been influenced to, you know, towards favoring Carlene as a coach. And I explained to Hilton then, I said, Hilton, you can't do that. I said, this man, it's been announced on in the media. It's been in Mark Berman has reported it on several stations. Matt Musil reported it. He's done it, you know, interviews. You know, to Reggie's credit, he was pretty much no comment and really didn't grandstand as a new coach, but it was common knowledge in Houston that he would be the next head coach. So I was worried about, you know, his reputation and his family and what would they go through. Here we were, had just completed. At that point, Van Chancellor had retired, and one of Van Chancellor's first calls was to congratulate Reggie on being the coach and that he would support him 110%, and they're golf buddies, so they go golfing all the time, and he just thought that was the best choice possible. So we went through all of that, and then to over the first week in February to start considering a new head coach, I just thought with a short time frame we would have to work with that would be too much to overcome. You know, and then I started wondering about it. I said, well, I wonder what happened since Carlene and I talked. We seem to have such a great, great meeting. And in the details of that, I told Carlene that Reggie would love to have her on the staff, but I also didn't rule out. I said, well, you know, Carlene, it's up to you. I don't know if you're going to always be interested in coaching. If you want to come on in a player personnel role, you know, you'll pretty much have flexibility to do anything you want. So without talking to Carlene again, and as a matter of fact, we have not spoken till this day. Since the day I spoke with her over Christmas, I've tried to approach her on several occasions when I was still on the staff, but you know, I knew that there was something, you know, that went wrong somewhere in that process when she was announced as head coach on I think it was February 14th. So that was quite a whirlwind. 2 weeks, you know, I didn't expect to have. I knew Hilton was the owner of the team, and of course he should, rightfully so, have an input on all the decisions, but I just really felt as a GM and the president of the team that I should at least get equal weight, if not a weighted decision on who should be the coach based on that 90 feet of hardwood. An experience I had in evaluation over Hilton. So, but the bottom line is that once we went through that coaching change, we approached Reggie Dixon, and he agreed to come on board as an assistant coach to Carlene. And I thought that was probably he was probably more of a man in that situation than probably that I could have even been. So we agreed to move on. I disagreed with Hilton on the decision because we had been so far with Reggie. But, you know, we agreed to move on. So that wasn't as big a shock as the fact, I knew she would be the head coach, but what took me by surprise is her wanting to be the GM. And I knew I had my couple years of experience with the NWBL, that I at least, I thought, because I had dealt with player acquisitions and contracts and NWBL, I felt I at least had the experience. But when Carleen, coming from being an assistant coach with the Sparks and then co-head coach, and then assistant coach with the Comets, I knew she had a great feel for the players in a different talent level. But I just thought in terms of focusing on head coach, that I thought that was a full plate for her at the time. And I felt that that I would have wanted to definitely stay in as the GM, at least on an interim basis, because of that time crunch and the deals that we had on the tables with incoming free agents. And I wanted to work with her and decide on which of those players would stay on the team that were on the team the previous year, that would stay on the Comets, as well as what free agents we were interested in. So I think we lost a step in free agency because of that. So when free agency started on January 31st, there was a two-week gap between the time that Carleen Thompson took over and several players who we were, you know, close to signing or had been talking to ended up signing with other teams. But that's a long explanation to what happened. In summary, you know, yes, I was shocked, but I didn't think it was anything that we could move beyond.